is Cascadia Public Radio.
Welcome back to World Crisis Radio. Webster Tarpley here in Washington, D.C. And now, as we try to do every week, let's get a legal report on the struggle to defend the Constitution against the usurper Obama. And for this, we turn, as usual, to Philip J. Berg of Philadelphia, distinguished attorney, former candidate for U.S. Senate and governor of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, former member of the Democratic State Committee of Pennsylvania, former Democratic County Chairman of Montgomery County, north of Philadelphia, and one of the leaders, one of the few who have waged an effective legal and public relations propaganda campaign to expose the fact that Obama is neither native-born nor is he a citizen, as far as human intellect can tell. Welcome, Phil.
With you, and thank you for your kind words.
Well, you deserve them. You deserve that and more. And of course, you've been featured in the Globe. Now you've been on the supermarket checkout lines twice in the month of January, and I know you're preparing new action. So we're a little bit pressed for time today because of the economic situation. But please give us a report. We've got one segment to work with.
Sure, and we have no problem in the economic situation. Obama solved the problem.
He gestured diplomatically.
You know, well, let me ask one question on that. Maybe you'll know or check out. I believe about a month ago when they were proposing the stimulus package, they kept saying we're going to create 3 to 4 million new jobs.
Create or preserve, and that's a great escape clause, because you can if any jobs exist, you can always say, well, we preserve them.
Well, no, that's the difference. Maybe there isn't a distinction. I thought a month ago they were just going to create 3 to 4 million new jobs, but in the last week they keep pushing we're going to create or save, and they've dropped it to 3 million jobs. Is that new, that save come in? I think it is, or was that there a month ago?
Well, we have the – with Obama, it's not the 4-H club, it's the 4-S club, shifting, slimy, sleazy, and slippery. And he's a moving target, right? He changes every day. So
that's worth checking, though, when you have time. But let me go on my Obama cases right now. We have three cases pending. One, the one the U.S. Supreme Court didn't take, is pending in the United States Third Circuit Court of Appeals. We filed our brief on January 20th. We're waiting now for response briefs from Obama, the DNC, the FEC, and about 4 or 5 other defendants. Their response is due shortly. That's the one we were knocked out for standing, and we believe we have standing, and we'll work that case through. The next case is the Hollister case, the retired Air Force Colonel Hollister versus Barry Sotoro, a.k.a. Barack Hussein Obama. We got some terse order from the – I didn't post it yet – from the judge. We filed this past Monday when it was due. I should say that Obama and Biden is who we sued. They filed a motion to dismiss, which is hiding behind the legalisms again. It's proper. But on a motion to dismiss, there's two responses that can happen. One is we can file a response to motion to dismiss. And the other is we could just file a first amended complaint. The judge has chastised us for filing a first amendment complaint this past Monday and ordered us to file a motion to the response to the motion to dismiss by today. If not, he's going to just say that we forfeited the motion to dismiss, but we've conceded it. So I'm sure we're going to file a motion today, but I can read ahead that this judge, the way his order was terse, that by Tuesday, because I think they closed on Monday, I'm sure he's going to dismiss our case. But we're filing an appropriate response, and it'll get posted later today or very shortly. People should read it, and we'll take him up on appeal because the way his order came down is obvious he's very prejudicial in our opinion on this case. The third case, the motion under the case under seal, which I can't talk about yet, and I think that might be our darling case. That case, I just filed a motion to unseal the case, and we're waiting for a response, which hopefully we'll get next week. So we're there. We're dedicated to finding out the truth in Obama. We're getting ready to file a fourth action, which is a quo warranto, which means it questions the person in office, basically stating that they have no right to be in that office. So, as I've said before on your show, and I appreciate being on your show all the time, we are dedicated to finding out the truth about Obama. Like I just saw someone now a minute ago, and I said about Obama, have you heard about the question whether he's natural born? And the person said, yeah, he was either born in Hawaii or Kenya. I think he was born in Kenya. I said, you're right. So the topic is getting more and more out there. We're asking everyone to go to our website, ObamaCrimes.com. We're asking any of your listeners to go there and to send it to everyone on their address book and ask those people to send it further on. We believe 5, 10, 15 million people are aware of this. We have to raise the awareness between 75 and 100 million people. If the American public knew what was going on, I don't care what their stance was, if they would know that Obama refuses to produce a birth certificate to show that he's natural born, or refuses to produce documents when he came back through immigration from Indonesia, and refuses to produce documents that his name has been legally changed after he was adopted and his name in Indonesia was Barry Satoru. I think if the American public do it, they would be outraged. And so we're asking people to do that. If they can make any contribution, it would be great. And also, stay tuned to our website, ObamaCrimes.com, because we're planning ahead. Either someone's trying to have a huge march at the end of March to Washington, and I really haven't had time to talk to the person yet. We're going to see if that would work. The only way I want to participate in that, if we knew we could get large numbers out, we're thinking of setting up rallies around the country at different cities, something like we've used before. If three or four people stood at a major intersection with signs at morning or evening rush hour, you can, depending on how busy the area is, you can reach between 5 and 25,000 individuals. So I'm asking everyone to stay focused. We might do a letter-writing campaign. We're planning something. We're focused. We've been focused since August 21st when we filed our first lawsuit. We asked everyone bear with us. This is our seventh month in. We're going to continue on this, and we're going to get to the bottom of this thing because I think it's outrageous. It's really outrageous that here he was sworn into office. He's a usurper. He has no right to be in office, and we're going to do everything in our power to expose him.
Wonderful, Phil. Remember, I'm recommending that you write a book. You should have a book out on this. It would be a bestseller for sure. Try to have a high-level legal conference in Philadelphia or some nearby place. And the other one is you got to think about a nationwide campus tour or other tour to take this to the principal urban centers. Let me ask you a question, though. We've got the new Solicitor General of the United States is this charming lady from Harvard Law School. And I think either her or connected to her is that Obama is asserting the same state secrets doctrine as the Bush administration, saying that they get to declare certain things state secret, and that's it. The ACLU, after having supported Obama, hook, line, and sinker, are shocked. Now, the ACLU have never helped you, but now they're shocked that the state secrets dodge is being continued from Bush to Obama, seamless, unchanged.
Well, I'm not surprised. I don't trust a word that Obama says. He talks out both sides of his mouth, but I'd like you to check that part as far as when the saving jobs just came up. I believe that's new because they know they can't create the number of jobs that they said they could create. And I don't think this package, I hope it would turn the country around. I don't think it's the right way to go. We would have been better off giving every person in this country, every family in this country, like $20,000 or $30,000 rather than backing these banks and loans. If every family in this country got $20,000 or $30,000, I assure you it would improve the economy because they would go out and spend.
Yes, I suppose it would. However, I urge you, Phil, tune into this program sometime on demand and hear the part that you missed because I went through the question of economic recovery and in quite a bit of detail. And unfortunately, the Keynesian models don't even work. You need the American system models, and it takes a little bit more. Anyway, we want to thank Phil Berg. Now, that website, of course, is ObamaCrimes.com, and this has been viewed by 150 million, I guess, something like that. So we thank Phil Berg, and certainly have you back next week.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.